USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming special agents killed the terrorist in an attack on a North Texas synagogue. Special agent in charge Matt DiSarno telling reporters the terrorist became erratic during negotiations last Saturday at the Congregation Beth Israel in Coffeyville. He also made multiple demands and threats. A student was shot on campus at Magruder High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, Friday afternoon. Interim Superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools, Dr. Montifa McKnight.
We also are concerned for the students and staff at Magruder High School. An incident like this can be extremely traumatic and make them feel vulnerable and unsafe. We will have a crisis management team at Magruder over the weekend and into next week to work with those who need help.
The victim was taken to a local hospital and is in serious condition. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe's. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country, and we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
The FBI says it found a notebook where Brian Laundry claims responsibility for killing Gabby Petito. Petito found dead in September, and Laundry killed himself weeks later. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Southeast Texas federal judge is issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruling Biden was abusing his authority by requiring federal workers to get the shot. He criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval, while noting he believes people should get the inoculation. Biden's executive order was issued last September. Condolences continuing to come in after a musician passes away.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
My dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. He said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said Meat.
The Grammy Award winner Meatloaf was born Marvin Lee Adey. Some reports Friday say Meatloaf may have died from COVID-19 complications. The family released this message: "From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.